Welcome to the RPG Logic Podcast, a tabletop RPG podcast where we combine actual play with a critique and analysis of the game as played from the player and the game master perspective. I'm Toby, your host, and with me are my talented co-hosts, Charles and Dale. The game we are playing is Battlelords of the 23rd Century, a game by SSDC, where the characters take the role of space mercenaries in a dangerous future. In this episode, we wrap up the combat started in the last episode and talk about what happened. I am the GM, and the players are Brian, Charles, and Dale. We pick up the action as Dale's character, Rasal, has just whacked one of the Eridani assassins with his atop.
You hit him right in the gut. You said 17?
17.
Gosh. All right, and that's number 2 that you're attacking, so that
hit
is...
Hit him twice now.
11, so that's... Ow. Hits him in the gut.
So it looks like I hurt him?
Certainly damage his armor. Okay, so that is... Oh, the guy's going to try and break out of the attack. So he's... But you're...
Yeah.
He's got a... You have a base 45 to defend.
We'll get special
he's got a base of...
Because it seems people keep...
This is why I wanted that street armor. So if we go to a meeting like this, I can be wearing it.
Yes.
At least.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. But we'll have even more money to spend on that after this encounter.
So... After we loot the house and say they stole it all.
he breaks free. Yeah. Generous compensation.
He breaks free.
And next round is number two. The guy attacks the guy fighting you.
Yeah.
I wish I could just write down what he needs to hit. Yeah, I 12 is going to do it.
Oh. I still have hit points.
He does... You said, does it still defend against 12?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No damage. Because he only did 10.
So no damage. I thought I was going to be doing something right.
Yeah,
here.
There you go.
I boosted it for a reason, thinking I should last a while.
Okay.
You're always getting fights where
Charles.
We don't have armor.
Right, Charles, what are you doing?
We always do. I just want to hold on.
You just want to hold
keep,
on?
Keep holding on, hopefully.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll can get... you damage for the bear hug?
Yeah.
Yeah. What the heck?
Oh, maybe yeah. he's got like a cryo option in the suit that I can accidentally set off and he'll...
That's probably not a good idea. No, you're on the outside of it.
I don't know.
Take your bite.
Now that is the perfect idea. You get a drop bag that you can manually do. Anyone tries to grab you, you pop the drop bag, and you go this way.
Okay.
All right.
So
go ahead and roll. His defense is 55, and then you'll just do.
Do I get a bonus for currently grappling him?
We'll give you the 20 bonus.
Okay. So I got. Okay. Come on. 7.
Ooh. Okay.
So do I get to squeeze?
Let's say it's a die. That's a die. What's your punching damage is a die 2, right?
Yeah.
Plus your damage bonus?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So
8
points.
What resists that, though?
It's armor.
Okay.
He's still cracking the armor.
do I do that to, like, all locations
I'm
that
say,
I'm holding?
I'm just going to say that's chest.
That makes sense.
Oh, chest?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not grappling
him. You're like crushing the entire
his
guy.
Head. Should be his head.
Yeah. Yeah, I've just been the worst bear hug ever. He's like, come on!
Alrighty. So that's 1, 2. That's 2. Then
I wasn't killed Dale.
You.
I have a 50% chance of hitting someone up to.
You have a 15% chance of hitting this guy.
50. He's like right in front of you.
If he's on
what
top of him.
My grappling hoist.
Oh dear lord.
I mean, if you're literally on top of him.
How can you miss? Okay, go ahead and roll. I'm fairly certain there's no way you can miss.
I missed. 81.
Oh my god.
No, even I'm not going to say that's a miss. 99 might have been a miss. Go ahead and roll your damage. What does it do?
3 damage.
It does. That's probably half his body.
Still going to probably knock him out or something.
Go ahead and roll a location.
Kind of in the expanding crap pitons or whatever. Oh.
76.
76. You
chest.
Pierce his left arm.
You're not getting away.
No. Come back here.
Oh, God. I've seen
so,
pictures
okay,
of this
so
on the internet.
Arm, He's minus 10 agility, minus 40 MD.
Is he bleeding out?
No.
Mm. He's just...
He's captain. Pinned. So we're going to reduce... I'm going to reduce his hand-to-hand by...
Oh, yes. By one hand.
All right, we'll reduce that. We'll reduce that by 15 then. By one hand. That's about half of his bonus.
Actually, what's the workers' comp claim on something?
I don't know. All right.
I thought they were assassins. I tried to shoot. He speared me.
He's going to try and break free from your hold again. Mm-hmm. Your defense was 70 total. And his is 82, so he's like a 12. No. He basically can't get out of your bear hug. All right, and then that means it's your turn.
Swing and a swing. 67 is a miss, probably. Can we say 40-ish?
60, yeah, something like that.
That's all right.
67 is going to be a miss. And then
somebody's going to come
over. Wait a minute. Hold on. We didn't do any training in the 6 months?
I did.
I gave you guys
I gained a shield
points.
That makes me vulnerable.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Six skill points?
Yeah.
All right, well.
It's not skill points. It's six skill levels.
Oh, levels. Full on the levels. Yeah.
Just
oh,
one
wow.
point per level, unless you've got Matrix, in which case it's 2 points per level.
Okay. All right, well, I'll work on that later.
Yeah. Did you see how much damage it did, too? Two heavy points. 200 points of damage.
Can you
up to 5 meters.
Ejection system and then do that?
Okay, so the guy, the bartender, is going to.
Oh, wait, now it's the bartender.
Yeah.
The bartender is going to shoot you.
Uh oh.
Okay.
That.
You may have hit.
That may hit. Yeah, that's probably gonna hit.
Even with those minuses.
Well, yeah, it's because he's not trying to. Club him with the gun. He's just trying to shoot him with the gun.
That's gonna be a hit.
Oh yeah.
Because you guys are point blank.
Mm-hmm.
And the damage is not very much. 5.
No. Well, my 13 is 5.
No. No damage.
You have.
He was was wearing his armor.
I'm wearing my work clothes,
including the arm grenade launcher. Yeah.
Welcome.
The sensors did not go off.
No, but why didn't you use it?
I wonder why. Were they disabled?
Well, yeah, that's why I said the sensors are really bad on this office.
Yes,
well,
what do you want me to do with my non-hand-to-hand combat guy that has a grenade launcher?
Okay. Well, this went bizarre in a hurry. Okay, next round, number 2, Dale. He's going to swing you again.
When does it not go bizarre?
22. What was your defense?
29.
That's, yeah.
I'm sure he hits me. I'm not worried about that. It's just I hope he doesn't hurt me too much. Oh,
16.
Ow.
So you're going to play melt?
I'm 12, so that's...
4.
Ow. So you're going to play Mechie's Chance?
It's getting bad over here, guys.
They need to stop dealing me with max damage.
Yes, they do. Well, okay, 2, your turn.
After you perish,
squeeze him.
What did we say your chance was?
Well, I had an extra bonus since I was already grappling him.
Yeah. I don't know.
And his defense is 55,
right now,
so you
grappling.
Had 57.
Well,
literally
you probably have...
You had 95 minus.
So one of us needs to win and help.
But if he's technically immobile now...
Yeah, it's just whether you can damage him.
Okay. Alright. Darn it. 51.
Okay.
So, but I'm still maintaining the hold. At this point, I just haven't been able to see.
Where's the backup?
well, it's only been like
I know,
still like maybe 12 seconds.
There we go.
Do you have a blowtorch on your hand or something?
No, it's my backpack.
It is my backpack. It's probably a quick release blowtorch.
No, of course it is.
Okay. Quick reach blowtorch for a guy like you. Okay.
Oh, ginger.
So next
yeah, unfortunately.
Let's look. What torch does?
Although whatever in the fridge.
Plenty of damage, I'm sure. It's going to be under equipment. All right. Charles, he's trying to try and break out. 75 will not do it. Because he had a 12, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
And now it is Dale's turn.
It lasts for 20 minutes.
68. And... the guy with the pistol
He's shooting away at you, but they're bouncing.
That's why I didn't even bother pulling out my pistol. Because, I mean, the unlike against anything with decent armor, the Savage Bee is nice, but it's not enough. And then with the fire suppression things going off.
It's going to be even less now, yeah. Okay. Seems to be in a stalemate. He's going to swing at you, Dale.
So, if I defend, does it make it harder for him to hit? Is that how that works?
Are you going to try and use your parry?
Yeah.
Well, you just roll your parry, because it's a percentage chance. If you parry, you parry.
But it's probably really little chance, though, right?
The base parry for a staff is 50.
I mean, plus your ability, so 64.
Technically, the way you're trying to hit him, so things are
yes. Okay, so he's going to do that.
Do you want me to roll?
He's going to swing.
Oh, well, just, yeah, he
hits you. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's weird. But technically, the game, you have to set up your like, okay, this whole like round, I'm going to do parry attack,
really?
Parry or whatever.
Yeah. Gosh, he's been doing fantastic.
Yeah, his... Okay. Well, no, he,
oh, no, that's easy for him. Yes.
Yes, it's right. Easy for him. Okay. His base is 117 well, minus well, your 29.
I mean, this is what he does. I'm not yes. complaining. Yeah. So,
okay. Do I need to parry then?
You parry.
Okay.
With ooh. A 15, I might knock it out of his hand.
No, that's a disarm.
Or break it.
That's a disarm, which you'd need special
my
skill
staff
for.
Is probably a lot stronger than a sword.
Dummy sword.
Yeah, you have a special staff, don't you?
Oh yes. Doesn't it like have super
right
resistance?
Right there. I have parry of 25. Is that better or worse
parry,
than we were thinking of?
Parry 25% chance. That's your base or whatever.
Is that about what we were thinking?
No, wait. What is this? It says damage attack
staff
80%.
Says,
oh, chance.
The staff's a base of 50 over here. I don't know what base of 25 came from.
Maybe a talk is different.
It's an attack thing.
A talk. Is it your base attack or whatever, it's, or your attack on this thing says 80%.
So maybe an attack is slightly...
And then a parry is 25, and then system shock is 120, which means a system shock
base
is...
attack rating of 80, and a okay. parry rating of 25.
It's
so
not
maybe
quite as
be...
good as a regular staff.
Okay.
Because it's not a like quarter staff or something like that.
It's a magic staff.
It's the magic bovine staff.
So you might
space go.
Using it too well? Is, yeah, I mean, your chance is what? You're 14, so 39 is your chance to...
Oh, close.
Yeah.
Close. Okay. But the parry, though, what is that then?
The parry is the 25 plus 12, or plus 14.
Right.
So 39.
39 a parry. Well, what's my attack then? They
your
both the
attack
same?
Is 80 plus... So 94 minus his 55. So...
So you
what, 39, is that right?
Is that what that works out to be?
Sure. That's what I was... Okay.
94.
Well, regardless, I parry.
Is 39. It's 39 either way.
Okay.
Okay. That was his attack. That's your attack. You're trying to squeeze the guy.
Is it my turn now?
Not yet. Okay. Your turn.
Oh.
You're squeezing the guy. You got, what, 40?
Yeah. 21.
Squeeze him.
Sweet. Nine.
Nine.
How much integrity damage am I doing? That's the real nine. Question.
Wait, how's your shield working with this?
I haven't been hit
no,
yet.
Wait, how,
oh, it's, how it doesn't do? Doesn't do that. Oh. He does, this guy doesn't have a defensive shield.
No, his is like...
He has a defensive shield, but yeah, it's not going to... It's like... Right.
Okay. Yeah. They actually say in it is millimeters over the skin and clothing.
Yeah, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but that's the way it is. Okay, and then it's your turn.
Try to stab him with the blowtorch.
You blowtorch him? Okay.
You don't even have to get it that close to him. It'll start burning him.
Well, it's a blowtorch.
He's attached to you, isn't he?
Yeah.
Kind of. He's not getting away.
No, he's not. That's what I was like. Oh, when you whip out the blowtorch, he's running. He's not running anywhere.
Well, no, he can run all he wants.
He
gets the recall, and it's going to either rip out of his arm and do horrible damage, or yank him back.
Like, all right,
go ahead. It's a hand-to-hand attack, so okay. Your base is 50.
So 50.
Minus his 20, so you base of 30 to hit him with it, because he's going to try it. He doesn't want anything to do with that blowtorch.
97
So what did you set fire to, really? The carpet?
There's a bottle of gin there that you just burst into flames all over the place.
Oh, Christ! I'm still sitting on it.
No, you do not actually get him on fire with the flaming gin.
Next.
All right, so now there's a real... which goes out right away because of the fire suppression.
Oh, yeah.
And your blowtorch... no, your blowtorch is fine.
It's 20 minutes.
But there's fire suppression.
So?
Yeah, it's a blowtorch. All right.
Just not setting anything else on fire.
Oh, wait, no, wait. This guy is going to try and break out, and 34 is not going to do it. And that means it's...
do I get an action if I parried?
No.
Okay.
Okay. And that means the guy with the Glock, he's going to stand up and run away.
Is he?
Yeah, he's going to stand up and run away.
Wait, who's standing up and running away?
The bartender.
Blue guy. Oh. Not far. Far.
He's not going to get very far, but he's going to run.
Oh, God, this is going to be
You've got
bad.
A blowtorch. He doesn't want any part of a blowtorch. All right, that
means... get tangled up in the rope.
It's the guy attacking Dale. When he's...
I want that Glock.
He hits. Do you want to parry?
Sure.
No.
Crap. That's 13, so you only take one.
My God, these things are getting pretty hard. I think these
Probably
because
I
got to
stop parrying now so I can run away.
Yeah. What about arc welding him? Or not arc welding, do that thing where you cause the comms
kind of
panel
hard to do
to
in the middle of a combat. Yeah. I gotta kind of set that up a little.
Okay, your turn. Crunch him.
I'll just try squeezing. 40.
Come on.
So.
98, oh God.
No. Okay, that means it's your turn. What are you gonna do? He's.
I'm chasing after him with a blowtorch.
Wait, what? Just reel him in.
Well, whatever gets him closer to me. I mean, you press the button and you go straight.
How heavy are you?
I am 162 pounds without my 44 encumbrant armor.
Oh, boy.
So, like, 200?
200-something pounds. You probably outweigh him.
Yeah.
So, there's a good chance you'll be knocked over as well if you reel it in, but...
blowtorch out in front of me.
Alright, you're chasing him down with the blowtorch.
Yeah. Just make up something.
Go ahead, roll for the blowtorch.
84.
Yeah.
I got another 19 minutes and 40 seconds of this thing.
Wait.
More than that. Right. That means it's
probably
this guy.
18 more minutes longer than we'll
he
did live.
Did not break out. That means it's your turn.
I parried.
Or that means
tried to parry.
He runs.
After the director's dead.
Well, didn't I thought you said did Paul Shue get up and start running?
No, he's crawling.
Oh.
He's kind of dazed a little bit.
It's still it's only been like 12, 15 seconds, 17
seconds,
something.
Yeah, so he's under a table or something over here, relying on his troubleshooters to shoot the trouble.
Right.
Or hug it to death. I mean,
troubleshooters that didn't come with any guns or
armor. Oh, I just...
You shouldn't have had to worry about his shirt.
Is he out
there's not a whole lot of shooting, so you can hear banging.
All right.
Banging noises.
Probably more bad guys.
You hear, right here, and you
hear, and giggling, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure giggling.
All right, so who's up then?
Okay, so this guy, he tried to swing at Dale. He misses there. That means it's your turn to squeeze. That means then it is your turn to chase the guy down. Go ahead and
10.
Roll on it. All right. Squeeze him.
Better. Throw out ball.
Another 9 more damage.
3. No.
Come on, 30.
You're getting there.
I rolled a 100. I rolled 0.
You rolled a 100?
That's
yes.
Not good.
Is that a weapon?
Blowtorch is unused to... trying to blow through.
It goes out, yeah.
It definitely goes out from the fire suppression.
Does the grapple? Did you reel in the grapple?
He's still coming in.
You guys are still running. He's gone down the stairs. You're still following him.
Okay.
So, if you reel in the grapple, that's gonna.
I'll have to press the button.
She does not break out. Your turn.
So I heard banging from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Where? Behind me.
Yeah, it sounds like probably
I disengage and run as fast as I can towards one of those doors.
Okay. All right.
Let's hope his bullets do less damage than the sword does.
Well, I mean, you have essentially like a 12 threshold. There's no way.
Well, the sword is doing a lot of damage.
You saw what he was rolling for the director on how much damage they were doing. With the
but it's two die four for
the thing about the thing about hand to hand thing is all the initiative happens in shooting hand to hand and then matrix.
All righty. Okay, and this guy draws the submachine gun again.
Oh right, yeah.
Pulls the submachine gun out again, and that means it's your turn. Roll to damage. It's your turn. What are you doing?
I brace myself and press
yes!
the reel in button.
Your damage. You push the reel in button.
I brace myself.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you brace yourself. So you're prepared for it? Is that 8 or 9?
I don't know. I mean, it's...
You're 1 die 3, or you're 1 die 2.
Yeah, so I guess it's... Are we doing it 1 to 2 is 1 and 3
two,
to 4?
That's 2. If it's a 3, it's 2.
Okay.
So that's 9?
Yeah.
All right. You're working on it.
If I kill this guy by crushing his ribs, I'm just
Hey, as long as you get that first grapple in, you're good.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And you're yanking the guy in.
It was a session where Toby
bringing him back behind the bar.
You're yanking the guy in. Okay, you yank him off his feet because he's not
holding each other with the guns.
He falls, especially because the floor is really slippery.
And his shoulder probably really hurts with a...
like an hour and a half before I finally knocked him out.
All right, I'm going to say he takes another.
You give him a chance of getting ripped out of his arm.
You know the point for yanking him and dropping him to the ground and stuff. Okay, that means it is... He drew... This guy's trying to break out. He is cursing you something ferociously in Eridani.
Oh, I probably don't want to start cursing him out in Fintari, then he might get bonuses.
He might. Right.
I'm still booking it towards where the knocking was coming from.
Okay.
It's their backup.
It's their backup.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about. But I figured they wouldn't be knocking if it was their
okay.
backup.
This guy okay? unloads on the director again.
Oh. Well, hopefully get some cover from the table.
He's unloading on the director again with the machine gun.
Yeah, well, the director could take care of himself since he's not doing us any favors.
He's not helping us at all.
Where's his pulse pistol? I mean, come on.
He crawled under a table and stopped. Usually the girl picks up the statue and then hits somebody while you're wrestling him.
Well, it did. It didn't work.
No, but the girl does that while you've got the guy pinned. Oh, yeah, he's, like, not doing jack.
Depending on the movie, she hits me first.
Well, at least they tried.
Oh, God.
Don't worry. Indiana, 20%. Or Henry, it's
like
a fake.
Minus.
He lost Junior. The director, we'll call him Stumpy from now on.
Bullets go all over the place.
Do we see blood?
He's running towards the director.
I'm figuring, never mind these stupid bullets, take my sword out.
Okay, that was 1-2 roll. And then you can go.
Is he close enough for me to...
Oh, yeah, he's on the ground. You can walk right up to him. Did you hit him again?
Oh, only 8.
Jeez.
Crick.
Slowly squeezing him.
Yeah, but actually... But is
I'll try to boot stomp him then.
Okay.
Is any of this causing integrity damage to any of the systems on his chest?
That's a good question.
I rolled a 96.
You boot stomp him. Roll an agility check there. Slippery. And,
I rolled a 90.
Oh.
He does not break out of your grasp. You roll a 90 on your agility check, you fall over.
I fall down.
You boot stomp and slip in the, in the stuff, collapse to the, and fall on the ground.
You're not getting any farther away from me, though.
And it's your turn. You're at the door.
Is this something I can just sort of run into the door and open it?
Go ahead. You're at the door. You can make an attempt next turn.
Okay.
all right. He is going to...
shoot me?
Yeah, he's going to shoot you. 7, that would go through, so let's see where it gets you. He hits you in the 99.
He hits you in the head.
Oh!
Your head. Oh, your head.
If I had my helmet, which had...
Oh, no.
If you had threshold of 7,
oh, that would help. Oh, dear.
That would help. You just took 7. I'm sure that's a crit, isn't it?
Oh.
I am dead.
Oh. Crit and dead.
And oh. 99, he blows the top of your head off.
Oh.
I'm very sorry, Brian.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, man.
You did say earlier that you wanted to see more blood.
Oh, God. But he's still...
I'm so sorry.
Now he's connected to
a
dead
body. He's not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere. That is true.
Oh, my God. That just happened.
He's going to have to figure it out.
So I'd say...
This is turning into like a deck of many things session.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, you're dead from the crit,
yeah.
But...
Oh, sorry, Brian.
But death's door is minus 10 or whatever.
It doesn't matter, like... Yeah.
Do you have some sort of fail-safe, like everything in your backpack explodes when you die?
Oh, that would be extremely bad for us.
Oh, so sorry.
I would have totally done that in my character. I was like...
And here, I was waiting for Dale's character to die.
Yeah. Well, I've been expecting to die for trying. Minutes now.
He already tried to escape. It's your turn. So yeah, now you're at the door now. You're working on it. Well, you just arrived in Heathen at the same time that he... The bartender killed the dwarf. All right. Next round, he is... Now he's up much closer to him. So he's only at minus 20, which means he needs...
No.
Oh, yeah, he hits him.
Was he shooting?
Six times. He's shooting at the director.
Oh, right.
I hope you fail your mission. You're pretty close to biting the bullet.
8, 10, 13. That was 6 of 13. It's possible he's going to get hurt this time. 13. 15, 25, 28. 1 point left on his defense shield. All right. Okay. That's one, two. Go ahead and squeeze.
I'm rigor mortising.
Wait. What is the exact...
The exact was, you see, you have a 20, you have a 70, 29, right?
Wait.
You have a base of 70 plus your bonus of 29.
It's 25.
It's so 25?
95 minus his.
So you have a 95 minus his 55 is 40.
But do I get a bonus for current?
That's including the 20.
Okay. All right. So just barely didn't make it.
He did not escape. I set my alarm here.
Yeah, yeah. What time?
It's almost time.
What time do you... When's your flight?
7.
Oh, okay. That's, yeah. For some reason, I thought it was at 5, and I was...
No.
I'm so sorry. Oh, no. Let's look at what kind of character you're doing.
Like,
just not a fought. Please not a fought.
No, I'm not going to let you do a fought or a furble or a Mazian.
Oh, really? Because a Mazian would be bad.
No. They're actually, the character is completely useless.
They are, okay. Yeah. For
He tried to break out. He'd be shot. You did thing. Your turn. Okay, you're...
I don't know what I'm trying to do, but whatever it needs to do.
You're mashing the open door button and nothing's working.
This is not like open. A hefty door.
It's an interior door, but it's... Someone else is banging on it from the other side.
I was going to say, if it looked like an interior door, I would have just kept running through it.
Yeah, no. You're not going to be able to... You can run into it if you want. But
so I don't really...
Not yet. If there's someone pounding on it the other side, they're probably... Pretty large, too. We're trying to get the...
I turn around and start running towards the director.
Wait, okay. And you don't think they're his security?
I have no idea, but if I'm not going to have any better chance of opening the door than the other people, then I'm not going
to
waste my time.
If you're trying to break the door down, that's not going to work.
Oh, yeah. You don't think the comms panel?
I'm not going to take time to mess with a comms panel.
Oh, okay.
Okay, then that means it's 2. He's going to unload again at the director. He does not actually malfunction. Okay. 96 would... Or 98 would break his gun.
Darn, that would be bad, because the sword's worse.
But actually, the
more importantly,
the machine gun has been doing like 30 points per round.
Right.
Because but he's firing little, so many
little
bullets.
Pieces, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the director doesn't have a threshold.
Right. Yeah.
He's got just a pile of bullets. Yeah. You know, basically 160 hit points.
He did have a pile of.
He did have a huge pile of hit points.
Now he could die.
Well, now he can pull out his gun and start shooting.
The director has no gun.
Because he's at home.
He's at home. He's got security to protect him from wackos like this. Somewhere, right? Okay, that means it's your turn to squeeze. He does not break out. This is so pathetic. He's rolling around.
I did not damage either.
This is embarrassing. He's going to have to commit suicide.
Let me go, and I will kill myself. Okay.
He's got one of those suicide bombs on him. So.
Oh, jeez.
So that would be bad.
Fail safe. Oh, yeah, I know Fintari really liked those. So.
That's it, and they love them.
I thought that...
Your turn. You're running back towards the director. You are basically right above the director. You got to basically vault over a low rail.
Okay.
And then down a couple of feet, and it's no big deal.
Fine.
Because it's, you know, that slightly sunken area, and he's cowering under a table over there.
Maybe it should be near Donnie.
Most of a table. There's been a lot of bullets flying at the table recently. Alrighty, that's the next round, and guy's going to unload again.
He could be, no, they can teleport to kind of time those,
only
the
two hit
killers. The ones from the Fornax galaxy that can disperse.
Ten, 11, of which this stops two, so he takes 9. Ooh. And is bleeding profusely.
One more round, he's dead.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I'll be holding him in the next round, and the bolts are going to have to go through my force field, which still works.
I'm impressed with the ingenuity here.
Yeah. I'm impressed that most of us are still alive.
Keep squeezing.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Were you saying the only person who had
squeezing.
Armor?
Keep squeezing!
There we go.
You were rolling awesome.
Oh, only 8.
He's down to 5 absorption.
So it only going to take me 5 more rounds, 5 more successful squeezes to get that knocked out.
You're doing either 2 or 3 each turn.
Yeah, and then it's
but you have a 4% chance each turn. Yeah. This is almost over. Okay. Yeah, it's almost over.
So I pick the director up such that I'm between him
so
and the guy shooting.
You jump down and land basically right in front of the guy. Yeah. The Eridani again.
I want to ignore the Eridani and pick up the director.
Well,
he's under the table.
Or at least be between them so that I can approach the director and get him.
Yeah.
Sunder his, well, we don't really
know. Do you still have your shield up?
Oh, yeah.
Smack so this is death of NPC, or PC number 2.
Well, if the guy's got the machine gun out, if he shoots Dale with the machine gun, Dale will take no damage from the machine gun.
Right. Oh,
how many
bullets?
Doesn't matter. Yes. No matter.
That's why
how
I want that
machine gun to keep shooting at me.
Yeah.
It's
not
the sword.
Okay.
You could pretend to be casting a spell like hum it to get him to think.
It doesn't seem to work that way. I have a different plan.
Oh.
It doesn't involve saving you, so I hope you're all right.
Well, as long as I get to just embarrass this guy long enough, he'll just shoot himself.
Alrighty.
I kind of hope the doors burst open with some backup at some point.
I'm going to be interested to see your next character, Brian.
I don't know.
You have chosen so many interesting... I feel like literally I have chosen the most boring
ways. The bartender
ways
is shooting in your direction.
Fine. He wasn't actually planning on doing anything.
He's trying to get into
Isn't
a better
he
position.
Bleeding out from his wound.
Dragging.
No, it's dragging just the bone of his arm. They can shoot at me all day. In fact, I prefer they shoot at me.
All right, and then 2, which is this guy. He is going to unload at you, just covering you with bullets. They all just shoot, go all over the place. And
say,
he immediately sees the error of his ways.
Gets a sword.
Are we back to this now?
Now the question is, who can run faster?
Go ahead.
Me?
Yep. Oh, he fails to break out again.
What is he?
He needs a
12. That's a 70.
Oh, okay. He needs a 12. What?
I did not make it.
Oh, bummer. yeah.
I start, my left foot's twitching.
So the director's not actually unconscious or anything, right?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Oh, he is.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely at negative body points.
Oh, is it making...
Well, yeah, they, actually, the director, his health plan's probably way better than ours.
He didn't roll crits on him.
He's dead.
I'm not going to bother if he's dead already. I mean,
you don't know. You, the there was no way, you would not have been able to see him until right now.
You're like,
and actually, what matters...
Take a time out here. I mean, if he's, like,
let
negative...
Me just, yeah, let's just double check that.
It's 36.
It's not going to kill him. An 83 might kill him.
How many did he take?
Three.
Oh.
That's a 9.
That's going to be low. That's not anything.
So, no, he's not taking any additional damage from the crits.
Now,
so
is he going to bleed out within, like, 3 seconds or something? Or do we have some time to try and stabilize him?
Assuming he doesn't... going to stop and take a check?
Not at the second, but do I have enough time to get out of danger to try and save him? Or is he going to die in three steps?
I don't have basic med.
Mechanics here.
You don't have any way of knowing right now.
I understand I don't know what his status is, but it's a possibility that he's not going to... He has a few turns or minutes or...
How long does it take?
Okay. Mechanically, he would probably have time.
Okay.
I mean, you don't see... You know, like, he's not missing his head. The top
well, there's
of his
that,
head
right.
Sure, so. He's not, you know...
So he's unconscious.
He's not obviously
going to die if he doesn't
get
hurt
like
or helped. Okay.
So what did he crit?
Oh, it's just like... Actually, he got a bunch of really good ones.
right hip bone shatter. I mean, that's going to hurt. But and then the other one was like the left arm.
Messy
or something like that. I don't think any of them... actually, I think
it's like a rough polo game.
Yeah,
yeah. He's broken a bunch of bones. And he's in real bad shape.
Polo,
but he's not.
Bronto polo.
He's not like there's not a big spreading pool of blood yet.
Okay. Anyway, so
it's a small.
Did I get a chance to pick him up and start running yet?
Yeah, you picked him up.
Yep.
Dragged him out of there, and
I'm dragging. I'm running as fast as I can in this direction.
So it's like you went this far.
All right.
I mean, I don't know how much it encumbers me versus the dude in armor chasing me. Or
you're pretty strong.
Yeah, and I'm not wearing any armor, so I'm not.
He's not wearing any armor, so the director's not wearing any armor.
Oh, right.
He's not all that heavy.
Okay.
He's a 180.
I'm talking about the guy chasing me.
Problem
can I stay in front of him?
He's kind
of
not, you know, slouch.
The Eridani's not a slouch on the movement. So you, yeah, I mean, you're gonna run, and you're both the same size class. He's gonna be able to chase you. Alright, so that's the end of the round. He does that, and beginning of the round is number two, which is the guy chasing at you. He's chasing, drawing his sword. He has...
He can do both? Awesome, I'm going to do that next time.
You can run and draw, and you can run and fire and stuff. Okay, so he's dropping the gun entirely.
He drops the gun.
Yeah, he's dropping the gun entirely. He figures this is almost over. He's also almost out of bullets.
You would think.
Yeah, they're big clips, but still. So that's that. Go ahead, Charles. He does not break out. You maintain that.
Oh, man.
Can't get him.
They are.
And that means it's your turn. You're running?
Still booking as fast as I can that way.
All right. And he's after you. He's going to swing at the director.
Missed.
You picked up the director. And
so he caught up to me and he's attacking now?
Well,
yeah. I mean, he was not far away from you as it was.
Okay.
So he's going to... I mean, he's going to have... I'm going to give him a penalty. Let's give him a penalty of, let's say, 20. So 72. That's still going to hit.
Jeez.
Okay.
So unfortunately, Dale threw... The director's head
he's still
over
surrounded by a kinetic energy barrier. How much did he do?
Oh, yeah, he did. Oh, and he did 15.
Oh, 3 to something
to
the director.
He's like...
Is he dead now?
Oh, no, but that would be a crit.
Right.
So
four is not going to be bad. It's just
like removing his left arm or something.
So he's down to negative 9.
He's now taking 12 body points. Which makes him probably puts him at -6. Oh, so he's real close to the death door point.
Is it my turn yet?
It is. Yeah, it's your turn. There's nobody else.
All right.
So are you still running?
No. I'm running out of time. I must use the power of the attack and have... Look, what is it? Strand. Pew. Rope shoots out from the attack, grabs onto the edge of this ceiling,
and I swing over there, trying to gain speed.
Okay. You do that. Okay. And you got the guy named Spider-Man on over there.
You betcha.
This is ridiculous.
It's awesome. I think is what you mean.
Yeah. Okay.
And when I get there, I release the hold.
Where are you going?
You're going up there.
Can you feather fall or something like that?
No.
But I can do this thing four times.
Oh, right.
So you can slip. You can actually Spider-Man away.
I can. Four swings.
You could have crashed through somebody else's.
There you go.
Yeah,
okay.
Wow. I will leave no stone unturned until I die.
R is, you're out the there.
You are...
Well, hopefully not too far, because I need to get back to the building.
But. You are out there, and you're out here, out into space at this point.
Exactly.
Okay? Wow. With the directors just like the red.
In the meantime, doing patching of
you're patches pretty busy right now.
All right.
I could free fall for a long time going 200 meters down.
What's
I could free fall for a long time.
Yeah, how much is the gravity on this planet?
Oh, it's a little bit lighter than normal.
A little bit lighter than normal? Okay, yeah, so yeah,
like
you have exactly
normal,
what, 200 meters. It takes you a while to accelerate up to terminal velocity.
No, I don't plan on going that far.
It just snaps.
Again.
All right.
He turned around to look at Roy.
He does not break out.
Did he just fail now when he actually... Oh,
dang it, I keep rolling a 70s.
Pretty much. What?
Okay.
Very, very soon.
And this is over. So, you...
Spider-Man back to the building.
Spider-Man out back to the building. This guy leaps off the edge.
Oh, great. He probably has, like, flying or something.
Yep.
Sweet.
And he's...
A wingsuit?
Wingsuit.
Oh,
off
nice.
Into the distance.
I need one of those.
He grabbed a wingsuit. He is gone.
Did you... Got one, though, right?
I well, still
you
have one.
I'm not
looking
letting
at
you go.
After a moment or two, the security guards break through the door.
Okay. Guess the question is, can I stabilize the dude with my...
There's the final gunshot as the bartender kills himself.
Oh, wow.
He's still handcuffed to the dead
people. Well, he'd recovered himself, but he realized there was no place to go. He does not have a wingsuit.
And apparently he's loyal enough that he's not going to let himself be captured either.
Well, he just doesn't want to be.
Okay, that calls it, I think.
There we can't believe most of us lived.
I am kind of surprised it took that long for them to try to get that close to killing the director. I thought he was going to go
at
down
the very
faster.
Beginning, at the very beginning, like, oh my god, he is going.
I thought he was going to.
Oh,
then
yeah.
There was just like, dog onto the machine and
that's our job.
Come on.
I know. We just need more actual tools to do that next time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
I think
so
I am never going anywhere
quick.
Without my armor ever again.
Or maybe helmet.
I will wear it into the John.
Okay, so aftermath real quick. You apprehend. You apprehend the Eridani, flip off the suit. He's a Eridani assassin. The bartender... the body of the bartender is carried off. The director is not dead. So you actually saved the life of the director, which was not expected. And Rassel and the director both get extensive medical attention.
Yes.
Probably less than the director.
Less than the director.
Missing an arm and broken hip bones. And
massive
lacerations, bullet holes all over. Badly damaged.
And I stand up and dust myself.
Yep, shake
the armor dust off of you.
They come and collect and clean up the body of the Grim Tinker. And
he's sitting there with his blood torch.
Alas, poor Grim Tinker. We didn't know you at all.
All right, I... Guess that's it for
okay.
The evening.
Well,
2 hours well spent.
this was obviously a combat scene, and we had two opponents. As far as from my perspective, I really liked the way the combat played out. Obviously, I didn't really have a clear idea of what you guys were going to do or what was going to happen there. For all I know, everyone was going to have weapons with them, and it would have been a huge shootout, but I think it worked out very interesting this way. I did not anticipate you capturing one of the two Eridani assassins. Nor did I actually anticipate you unmasking the bartender as a bad guy.
Well, neither did Brian.
Yeah, and that was unfortunate. But
I do feel a little bad that I didn't even get a chance to remember what his character's name was.
Well,
it was. I don't know at all. It was the purple-headed.
I think it was purple-haired.
Bob Grimtinker.
Oh, that's right, Grimtinker. You know, we actually worked on him for a while together, and had a lot of stuff going on there, but yeah, didn't last though, did he?
No, he didn't.
I mean, honestly, he did. Well, I guess we'll get to that.
So so as far as just a mechanics thing goes, the at one point I forgot to have the guys reload. One of the guys did not reload when he should have. That's not a huge deal.
As in, he had a movie gun, or he should have shot more?
As in, he should have had to reload. As in, he had a movie gun. Okay. Didn't run out of bullets when it was supposed to. But I think, like, two rounds later, I noticed, and I'm like, oh, wow. He did eventually reload.
Okay. Well, I think at that point, we wanted him to keep shooting that gun.
Exactly.
Yeah, that made it
way more dangerous.
Yeah, put down the sword, pick up the gun again, please. And then I did not like, and this is a criticism, I think, of the system. I do not like the way their sighting rules that they have are very, very vague. So they'll tell you what the penalties are. The rules tell you all over the place what the penalties or bonuses or whatnot you get, but they don't tell you what the base roll is. So we are kind of... Maybe that's because I haven't found the rules for that.
Oh, you mean sighting, like spotting, as opposed to sighting, like aiming.
Right. Oh, spotting the guys in their chameleon suits standing in the corners of the room.
As in, like, that's... before they started doing something, or
yeah? Well, just in general, the game, the rules for that are vague.
Yeah, well, I don't think I have any complaints about how that worked out. I mean, they were supposed to be hard to see, and it kind of worked out that way.
Yeah. And then once the combat started, I rocked the fact that they would be difficult to see, because I recognized this would be impossible if they could run around the room basically invisible and shoot at everyone. That's just not fair.
Right. Well, you probably would have gathered a few more complaints from us if we were actually able to engage them. But
exactly.
It worked out more or less.
Exactly.
I mean, with this specific system, I guess what you could do is use the detect concealment. You've already homebrewed the rules a little bit down, so you could just change it from detect concealment to just detect, I suppose, and you could use that as a base roll, and your hearing, vision, and smell modifier would simply modify your ability, your roll for your detect. It'd be like a straight-up bonus. If you got 5 levels of detect, then, well... because alertness doesn't work that way in this system. So, yeah, you got 5 levels of detect concealment, or just detect, or whatever.
Perception, I call it.
Perception. Yeah, you could call it perception, so we could change it from detect concealment, or even detect just perception, and that would work for hearing, sight, and smell, and you've already got those mods in the system, those modifiers in the system, and then you make straight opposed rolls. So the person's got their stealth roll.
Yeah,
And then you've got your detect roll.
Yeah, just so you know that this system being the age that it is, there is no such thing as a stroll in the original system.
Yeah, well, it doesn't seem like it would be that difficult to.
No, yeah, it's not. I mean, that's sort of one of the things that I've homebrewed in the new skills.
Yeah,
right up. But I think the solution you guys came up with for dealing with the bad guys was great.
I'm just surprised it worked. I'm still surprised it worked.
Well,
frankly, I think part of the reason why it worked is that normally grapple
grappling and just in general is so much more complicated than all other forms of combat in rule systems, that the way we just sort of fudged it is basically the only way to guarantee that any of us got out of there. And then I got kind of lucky. So
yeah. Well, so as far as fudging those hand-to-hand rules, so we've kind of house ruled those so that everything works on the same mechanic. And it's not like every other game system, or not every other, but many games we have got the grappling rules are some unique special category of rules, which don't make any sense or don't have anything to do with any of the other rules. So I've kind of homebrewed it so that it's just whether you're doing a hand-to-hand attack or a hand-to-hand grapple or a hand-to-hand trip or throw or feint or anything you're doing, basically works on the same general category of here's your chance minus their skill and their defense, and you get a result that you need to get under to succeed. And that basically works very similar. That's unique. That's common across all hand-to-hand attacks. And it's really similar to what it is in where weapons fire has just a base number, you add skill and modifiers, and then that's it. You've got to get under that number to hit. So we chain modified that a little bit.
So yeah, I think in general we were just sort of grasping at whatever we could to survive that encounter and still try and accomplish something during it. And I think it worked out pretty well. If the downfall, I think, might have been that it just kind of dragged on a lot because it was a struggle to get the rules to kind of conform to what it is what we were trying to do to survive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was also trying to avoid the situation where Charles found himself, where he was, you know, what do you do? Okay, I'm going to continue holding on to this guy. Okay,
right. Well, that was like his only option. Right. Yeah.
Right. That's his only option at that point. And it's once you've got someone at that stage of the thing, in a scenario or in a scene, when their option is, well, okay, I guess I swing to attack again, they run out of options.
Sure.
And you've got to wrap the scene as quickly as possible.
Yeah. In Charles's case, they could have been rolling around a bit more and using a little more environmental interaction, you know, like, oh, he slips out and he gets under the table and then I crash onto the table and break it and start smacking with the leg of it. You know, it could have been a little more interesting in that respect. But, I mean, mm-hmm. effectively, I think it seemed like it kind of played out in a way that could have actually happened. It just mechanically kind of wore on a bit at that point.
Yeah,
Certainly,
if we'd gotten to the point where there was a second player going, okay, well, the only thing I have to do is hide here in the corner. Well, then, okay, that's at the point where you go, okay, well, this scene is over. Wrap it up, you know, the next round wraps it up. The guy runs, jumps off the edge of the room and escapes or...
Right.
Commit suicide, or you know, it's got to end somehow as fast as possible at that point, because now everyone's starting to get bored.
Right. Yeah, I mean, right. Frankly, if it had just been me and Dale, that scene would have been boring.
Yeah.
Because
it was kind of funny with
my character's just sitting there, just bear hugging the one assassin, and Dale
and I was sitting
cool
there
stuff.
Desperately trying to survive being shot at while somehow returning blows with our
sure,
hard.
But you were able to use your character's abilities that you'd been working on. And it quite effectively, so that you had the damage reducing shield that was
I don't know about
really saving you.
Barely holding on at that point, but yeah.
Well, yeah, but your character didn't end up with his brains on the outside of his skull.
No, so, but I was really close.
That was really bad luck.
Major
on
hits.
Brian's part.
Yeah, no, but I think all in all, the whole combat scene, as much as it may seem like not a lot happened, actually, everybody kind of used. Really played to their strengths in terms of.
No, I think they did.
The character.
Yes. Right.
I literally played to my strength. Brian, Dale, Rassel was able to use a variety, like two or three different matrices, and then really pull out the win.
At least two, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you were able to pick up the executive and then jump off the side of the building and then Spider-Man your way to the next level, that's what saved it.
Well, yeah.
And then Brian...
At that point, I was like at 3 points, and I'm thinking, all right, if Tobe's going to go and actually show how much damage it takes for me to actually break back into the building, I'm probably going to die and kill the executive in the process. But hey.
Right. Well, and then even Bob Grimtinker, for as short as he was with us, he was able to sabotage the comm system to set off the fire suppressant so that suddenly there was smoke everywhere and it was harder to shoot people because that's what was happening.
And then he took cover behind the bar and happened to run into the effective bad guy. The others.
I called that the girl fight in the corner. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, and what ended it was really just a really unlucky roll.
Yeah. Yeah, although I still can't believe his, like...
Oh, chest, you know, and that's the other comment I wanted to make.
Kill the guy.
Now, granted, we were kind of playing in person that time, but you don't really ever make use of a GM screen kind of thing there, Tobe. I mean, everything you do is, you know what, that's what the dice rolled, and that's what we're going to do, and it might behoove you to reserve the right to do this stuff in secret and tell us what the results are. You know, that make more sense for the storyline than the, oh, this is the random truth and deal with it kind of thing. And
yeah, so I will use a screen. I will tell you that there is. I've heard a lot of debate on this subject, is it cheating when the GM rolls things in secret and fudges the dice roll one way or the other, or is it, you know, are you fudging? If it's, is it okay if you're fudging the roll in the player's favor, or is it okay if you're? You know,
you're not giving yourself even the option, though. And granted, when we're playing remotely, it's all kind of in our face, controlled by the computer, regardless. But I don't know how you feel, and you probably have a lot more insight and input on those types of decisions, too.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel either. I mean, so particular game is supposed to be supposed to have the sort of lethality that we had in that last session, where one of the PCs died, and that is...
That's
kind of
I don't think anybody's complaining, and anybody expects that could happen at any moment, too.
Right, and that's kind of so what I was going to say, though, is that sort of fits with the theme of the game, or the style of the game. And I kind of see your point where it would be nice if I knew that the GM had your back, where they were not going to let, you know, just an unlucky die roll take down a character permanently. But I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, we're always like one dice roll away from a critical damage roll, because it could be, you lose the arm below your wrist, or it's your spleen exploded inside your spine, and then there's really no way of like talking around that kind of thing. So,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well, there's the other aspect, though, about the GM screen was, I remember in one of the old dungeon magazines describing, walking through, or just reading some, I don't know, haunted fortress type setting. And the suggestion from the writer of the module was that the DM roll a bunch of random dice and just sort of, and then pretend to take notes to really ramp up the suspense. And that's like really effective, and also kind of can add to the fun.
Actually, that brings up something. So with that that scanner at the in the first scene, one of the things that if I had been a little bit more on the ball, I could have rolled for it, and regardless of whatever the roll came up, said you're clear, rather than, you know. But again, that's only effective if you've actually encountered this kind of scanner before and figured out a way maybe to conceal equipment through it or whatnot. But if you've never run into it before,
right? No, that's true. I mean, kind of been rolling dice and not looking at them and say it's clear. It's like, okay.
Well. I mean, it's rolling the fake dice is a way to use the player's metagaming against them.
Yeah. Because
if you're hearing the, you know, it's great. Yeah. Actually, it always sets people up. However, if you don't want them to be, if you don't want them to be suspectful or you ramp up the suspense so you can really spring something on them, then it defeats that purpose. But, you know, if the players think, if you think the players are going to be expecting the die roll, then you sometimes have to feed into that so that it makes them think that everything's normal.
Yeah.
I guess.
Certainly.
Okay. So are we good with that then?
I think so. This has been the RPG Logic Podcast. Thanks for listening. This show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License. Listeners are free to use the show in any non-commercial endeavor, as long as credit is provided to DrobiumDesign.com. Battlelords of the 23rd Century is a product of SSDC. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Links and details can be found in the show notes at DrobiumDesign.com/RPGLogic. Thanks for listening, and happy gaming.